It's Thursday. Time to check in with Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Now that Mike Duggan is Detroit's next mayor, here's the question. How will he and emergency manager Kevin Orr work together? Will it be a more constructive relationship than the one between Orr and Mayor Dave Bing? Daniel, what have you learned?
Well, you know, I think it will be a more constructive relationship in large part because you have an incoming mayor who has professed that he wants to work with the emergency manager and with the governor. I mean, I think Mike Duggan is smart enough politically to understand that you can't just tilt at windmills and think that you can change the prevailing situation now that the city is in the bankruptcy proceeding and that there are state laws allowing that to happen. So he's going to figure out a way to work with him. It's interesting. You know, he and Kevin Orr were classmates at the University of Michigan Law School back in the early 80s, to the point that they said hello to each other in the hall and things like that. And just recently, Kevin Orr hired as a new deputy another lawyer who was one of his very good friends and also a classmate of Mike Duggan's. And that's in part to facilitate the relationship between the emergency manager's office and the incoming mayor's office.
So you have three law school classmates who have that shared background, which I would imagine could certainly help things moving forward.
And I think that's really the whole point. I mean, what needs to be said here is that Kevin Orr, as he's gotten deeper into this, what they've realized is trying to manage this massive bankruptcy, the largest municipal bankruptcy in American history, and all of the issues attendant to that, the financial restructuring, the dealing with lenders and bondholders, obviously working with the teams of lawyers, and then you've got this whole city you got to run. And he does not have expertise in that, nor do the restructuring experts that are working on these various teams. That's not their bailiwick. They're financial people. They're restructuring people. But somebody has to run the guts of government. And one of the promises that the governor and the emergency manager have made from the jump here is we're doing this to improve the services and the lives of everyday Detroiters. Everyday Detroiters do not benefit and do not see a benefit from reworking bond deals and getting dip financing arrangements and all these other kinds of things with financial lenders. What they do see is whether the lights are going on or they're not, whether the cops are coming when they're called or they're not.
But it does seem that should Mike Duggan kind of get the reins of day-to-day power, basically being the chief operating officer, mm-hmm. if you will, of the city, that the decisions he's making still are tied in with the money. So would one might, because he's not going to be working in a bubble, so one might argue that would he have some influence then on the restructuring?
I think he would, and I think you can bet on and Mike Duggan, because he ran his campaign and saying, you know, Detroiters ought to be able to fix this stuff. Well,
yeah.
The incumbent mayor has displayed an inability to fix a lot of things, to not be able to manage a team very effectively, to not be able to hold a team together, despite his business background. Duggan has a lot of public sector experience in Wayne County, and then he moved over to the DMC. And a lot of those different iterations, he's tackled some pretty ugly and hairy problems.
Yeah.
So he has a history of being able to manage in a situation like this. I don't think that getting more money is necessarily what he's going to be asking for. He's going to be saying, how can we attack this problem? How, in fact, can we deliver savings to the city in ways that hitherto we haven't been able to do? It's also important, I think, here to note that in any context, a COO works and serves at the pleasure of the CEO, certainly in a corporate context.
Right.
And if that COO gets outside the lines of the vision of the CEO or the charge that the CEO has given the COO, they get into problems. And in the emergency manager situation, the emergency manager under the statute is the final arbiter. So I think it would behoove the mayor to look at this and say, how much room are you going to give me to operate, and then are you going to let me operate?
Right.
And I think that's the real big question that we have to see here is Kevin Orr has decided that he wants to push ahead and meet the mayor halfway and say, I know what your background is. I've known you from the past, not real well the last 30 years, but I've known you, and I know what your record is, and I need the help. So let's see how we can work together and how we can collaborate. And they have to come to an understanding.
And are you getting solid signs that that's what's happening in the Orr camp?
Oh, absolutely. My column today leads with the fact that he's planning to reach out to him. And they've confirmed that. They've confirmed it on the record. Clearly, the governor's office has also confirmed it to me that this is something that they think is important. And they think that Mike Duggan's skill set can help them deal with some other issues that they want to deal with, because at the end of the day, despite what some people think, they really don't want to be in here forever. They would like to get this job fixed and get out and move on.
As much as Mike Duggan has said he would like to see them hit the road and get out of town, too.
Right. And in my column today, you know, the governor's chief of staff is quoted as saying, you know, we want to be able to get out when the EM's, as soon as the EM's job is finished, which could be as early as next fall. And they think that Mike Duggan's skill set can help them get there. There's no guarantees here, and that's very important. And it really, the devil will be in the details and whether two guys with big egos and different constituencies can find common ground.
And do you think so? Do you think they can?
I think they're going to make a very valiant effort. I mean, look, Mike Duggan has said too much publicly about how he's going to work with the Snyder administration, how he's going to work with the EM. He has been very careful during the campaign to say that he had a good relationship with the Snyder administration while he was at the DMC. He does have a demonstrated record of working across party lines in various jobs that he's had over the last 20 years. I don't really expect to see him all of a sudden become rabidly partisan. I mean, his whole campaign was about trying to be a problem solver, and so he will look for ways to make this happen. I'm not saying he's going to be a pushover, and I'm not saying he's going to want to look like he's just being a puppet, but I think he's going to look for common ground and find ways that he can move this thing forward, whereas his rival, Benny Napoleon, made it very clear that he thought the emergency manager was illegitimate, was in the city illegally, and he would not, under any circumstances, work with the emergency manager. Now, those are two very different scenarios.
If you just join us, we're speaking with our Thursday check-in, Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes, looking at signs that seem very clear in Daniel's column in today's Detroit News that Kevin Orr is preparing to collaborate with Mayor-elect Mike Duggan. So we could see a CEO-COO kind of relationship. I did want to ask you something that it was in your column about Dave Bing. You referred to the seemingly disengaged incumbent. But I have to ask, isn't there a good argument that when Orr first arrived, Dave Bing was given pretty good reason to expect he would handle those day-to-day operations, but instead Orr basically pushed Bing off to the sidelines? He recently, Bing talked about the frustration he had over the direction of the supposed partnership.
Let me put it diplomatically, Cynthia. I think there would be a debate as to who sidelined whom. You know, you talk to certain people, the mayor would say he was sidelined. There are other people you talk to who would say that he essentially sidelined himself, and that once he kind of made the decision he wasn't going to run for re-election, and he kind of looked at the lay of the land, he certainly didn't have a city council that was going to help him at all. I mean, heck, a third of them are now gone. I mean, they've gone from a 9-member council to a 6-member council, which will serve out the rest of the year. I think he was kind of in a lot of ways on his own, and there are some who would say that he had become increasingly disengaged, and he would on various issues he would come to life a little bit, and then they wouldn't see him, because this process is a 12-hour day, 6 days a week kind of process, where they're working a lot of these problems because it's very high profile. It's going to be scrutinized, obviously, by lawyers on all sides and by the federal bankruptcy court at a minimum. And I think a lot of people think that some pieces of this case are going to go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
In your column, Daniel, you talk about Orr's bid to collaborate with Duggan as an emergency manager paradox. Will you spell that paradox out for us?
Well, I think you could make the argument that if Mike Duggan is able to figure out a way that he thinks is politically and technically acceptable to work and run the operations of the city, and the city council, and they come in January, a new kind of council representing districts for the first time since 1918 in the city of Detroit, if they are able to somehow move some of these things forward, some of these reform pieces forward, and demonstrate that they are a different kind of council and that this mayor is a different kind of mayor who understands the situation and is moving forward and is not frozen as the previous mayor and council were, mm-hmm. I think they could effectively speed the exit of an emergency manager, not necessarily Kevin Orr, who I think all people expect will be gone by next fall, but would he be replaced by another emergency manager? Well, I think that depends upon where the city is at that point, and that decision would be made by the governor, who would be at that point running for re-election. And I think there's a pot. So that, to me, the paradox is the more they're able to work with him, could actually get the emergency manager out of Detroit sooner.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.